Have you ever wanted a safe and loving place to come to spark that good feeling in yourself? Well, you've arrived. Welcome to the OHM Show with Tanya Butson. In this space, Tanya encourages you to view yourself through love. This new energy allows you to become brave, to take the first step towards healing and thriving. Get ready to step into a level of self-worth never before experienced. With Tanya, a leader in the field of human potential, you will shift from longing to creating to discover that there is something better, and you will never ever have to settle for being in a state of perpetual darkness again. The OHM Show with Tanya starts now.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the OHM Show with Tanya Butson. I am Tanya Butson, and you are listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour and let us help you learn how you can heal your life. Each Tuesday at 9 a.m. Pacific time and 12 p.m. Eastern time, we will have some of the most interesting stories, tips, and guests helping you be all that you are. I also have a giveaway today, and that's going to the third caller, who will receive my new best-selling anthology, Smiling Through the Rain. So remember, please call in 1-800-930-2819. So let's get started. If you know anything about my business, Organically Meta, you know that the entire concept is about healing your own life. And where did that concept, that inspiration come from? It actually came from a well-renowned woman. Her name was Louise Hay. Louise has since passed on and is doing probably amazing, grander things on the other side. But today I wanted to introduce you to her in case you didn't know who she was and what impact she had on the world at large. Or maybe you do know somewhat about her and you're ready to learn some more. So she inspired me. Who was Louise Hay and why did she inspire me and what's her story? That's what I'm going to brief you on in the next hour. So please stay with me, and I look forward to sharing this information with you. So Louise Hay, she was world famous in the metaphysical healing realm, and she was a true trailblazer in her time. And she didn't let anything hold her back. And that is why I find her work, her philosophy, incredibly inspiring. She went for it when it was outside the normal societal ways of doing things and what was accepted. And she just trailblazed, like I said, onward with what she was guided to do. Now, Louise, if you don't know, not only was she famous for writing books, having a publishing company called Hay House, having not only a bestseller once on the New York Times for You Can Heal Your Life, but when she went on the Oprah show, it hit number one again. First time in history for the New York Times best-selling list to have a book hit best-selling twice in a row. So she, in her own right, was like this megastar for healing and inspiring people to be all that they are and create the life of their dreams and to live a better life. And there was no better person than Louise to do this because she had a very, very sad upbringing. It was very dark, and What happened with Louise is that she found her way. She found the courage. She found that bravery to take the first step to make a difference in her life and to change things forever for herself. So, where do we start? Because she did so much. If you know anything about her history, she did so much. So let's start with her childhood. She was born in LA in California, and she was brought into this world with a mother that really wasn't ready to be having her at that time. So, what ended up happening is she was sent to boarding school at a young age, and Louise resisted that so much that she cried for 3 weeks and they sent her back to her mother. And then her mother married a man, her stepfather, and then the abuse for both of them began in the house. The physical abuse, the mental, the emotional abuse started for her. And that led to a lot of disharmony in her life. And at 5 years old, she was raped by her neighbor. And then this began a whole other downward spiral. And when she was in her teens, she looked for love in all the wrong places. And admittedly, she was seeking love from men at a very early age. And at 16, she became pregnant and had a baby girl, and she gave the baby girl up for adoption. She had found a beautiful home for her child, and she was at that time very sad to have to give her child up, but she was happy that she found a good, well-rounded, happy home for her child to live in. So this is just, the first 16 years of Louise's life, and she was in a state of turmoil. Everything was unraveling at the seams for Louise, and everything looked very bleak. After she had her baby, the abuse at home was very, very difficult to live in. So she ran away from home and she fled for Chicago. And there, her whole life started to change. She eventually married a man after she moved to New York City. So in her teens, she left California, went to New York City, and there she found a man of great stature. He was very good to her. She was very much in love with him, and she was starting to attract love for the first time in her life. And at that point in New York, she was also modeling for big name designers such as Bill Blass and others. So, hopefully, I've got your attention hearing that difficult times, difficult starts to life can change. And that's what I would like you to remember, that it only takes one morning when you wake up and you go, today's a day. I'm going to change my life. I am going to start it now. So we're going to take a quick break. We're listening to the Om Show with myself, Tanya Butson. We're going to take that quick break. And when we come back, we will explore more about Louise's story and how she created a perpetual wave of healing. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Get ready to step into a level of self-worth never before experienced on The Om Show with Tanya Butson. Tune in every Tuesday at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. You will shift from longing to creating to discover that there is something better. You will never settle for being in a state of perpetual darkness again. For more information and to connect with Tanya, visit organicallymeta.com. Are you ready to get big and live your life out loud? Tune in to Get Big Out Loud Radio, exploring life through the lens of curiosity and compassion with me, Carrie Knudsen, joining Dr. Pat live every second Monday at 10 a.m. Pacific on transformationtalkradio.com. I will offer ideas to transform what you are thinking into conscious action. If you want to get big and live your life out loud, visit me at knudsenspeaks.com.
Sometimes being human has its challenges. Our physical health falters, our spirits sag, our dreams don't immediately come to fruition. Welcome to the power of Maximum Medicine Radio. Join me, Doc Martin, in conversations that will blow your mind about healing. In our hit show, Doc Martin addresses the scientific with bridging to the mystical approaches to give you a new narrative about Maximum Medicine. In this live call-in show, we will journey into the extraordinary genius of the human body and talk about other beliefs that impact being your multidimensional self. We seek the seen and the unseen and explore the earthbound and the otherworldly.
Do you feel stuck in a system that seems broken? Are you longing to have meaning in your life? Tune in to Banking on Burlesque, the propelling point of change with me, Lana Montrese, every fourth Wednesday at 4 p.m. Pacific on transformationtalkradio.com. Navigate into a world of sparkle, wonder, and a lifetime of magical change as you discover a way to heal that you never thought possible. For more information, visit lanamontrese.com. That's lanamontrese.com.
We're back on the Show with Tanya Betson. And before we continue, I want to make sure everyone knows how to contact me. So you can reach me at my website, organicallymeta.ca. That's meta with two T's, or organicallymeta@outlook.com if you want to email me a message. And also, don't forget, the third caller in today will receive my new anthology called Smiling Through the Rain. So get your phone calls in and ask me a question. So let's continue. We've been talking about Louise Hay and who she is and what her story was about. And the next thing I want to kind of focus on is going through her adult life and how she became so popular and what's the big deal about her. So before the break, I was talking about how she went to New York City. That was around 1946, and she was modeling for Bill Blass and other high fashion creators and designers. And from there, she stayed in New York City, and she modeled, and she kind of went in and out of places of darkness and seeing the light of thriving. So it kind of was like a little bit of a yo-yo, back and forth. And then in 1972, Louise, this is an interesting story because a friend of hers had called her to attend this church meeting with her. And last minute, the friend who invited her and initiated this backed out of the plans, and something pushed and urged Louise to go to the church meeting by herself. And so in New York City, she attended the Science of Mind Church, where she later began her studies within that church. And while she was at that church, she was learning and she wanted to eventually become a minister of that church, but the course wasn't being offered for another year. So at that time, she continued to do the learning through the church, and she also started to do some counseling while she was waiting to become a minister of the church. And during that time, about 1977, she wrote this little book. It was her first book that she ever wrote, and it was called Heal Your Body. And it became affectionately known as the Little Blue Book. I don't have that copy here, but I do have this copy, Heal Your Body. So a lot of people have seen this book, know about this book, and this is what started to make Louise different than everybody else, as well as become pretty famous as the years went on, was this book originally, where she took an ailment, physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, and what she would do is find the embedded emotional cause of what was creating the physical or mental ailment in the person. And this is like a huge phenomenon. This had to have been divinely guided, her writing. And she does claim that she was intuitively guided when with all of her work, especially this book. And so what she came up with was, if you can clear out that trauma that is creating the physical ailment, you can heal your life, you can heal your body. And with that, she came up with what we call affirmations, or they're phrases to change your thought patterns that allow you to go from a negative mindset to a positive thinking pattern. And with that change of patterning with your thoughts, as well as your feelings, you start to heal the ailment, the illness, the dis-ease is what she would call it, and it would heal it. And I will tell you that in 1980, she was diagnosed with cancer. And it was no surprise, cancer in her vagina. So after all the trauma that she had gone through, and it wasn't just one rape, it was several rapes, she ended up with cancer. Now, she also at that same time became a Science of Mind church minister. So she began to look at all of her options on how to heal the cancer, whether she was going to go the medical way or a different way. And she weighed out the pros and cons that worked best for her. And she, between getting some psychotherapy as well as detoxing for quite a few months, changing her nutritional plan for meals and what she was consuming, as well as changing and learning to change her thought patterns, within 6 months, Louise healed the cancer completely. That's huge. That is huge. Taking charge of your own life, your own body, and making it better after so much trauma. And we all have trauma of some sort in our lives. And it's about coming to the forefront in acknowledging that the trauma exists in your life and what that looks like. And when you can finally acknowledge it, that's when you can make change. That's when you can find that bravery to take the step to start healing your life. So as she healed her life, things started to happen for her. And what happens for everybody, I see this for myself, I see this for my clients. The biggest aspect of her work is learning how to love yourself. If you have a dark history in family, in your upbringing, in your childhood, there is most likely going to be a very, if at all, low self-esteem, self-confidence, and for certain, self-love. And when one can start to believe that they have some love for themselves and that they are worthy of more than abuse and darkness, things start to change rapidly when you stay consistent with the work. Now, that's the biggest thing about this, is that it's about thought patterns. And thought patterns have been stuck. And if you're my age, they've been stuck in your mind for a very long time. So it's not going to just take one day of going, I love myself. I am awesome. I am great. I am fantastic. That's the starting point. And even that is pretty far advanced. That's not really where we start. But let's say that's where we begin. You have to change the stinking thinking that is always rolling in the mind. It's always there. And for me, the first step I had to do to change my life was to realize how often I was thinking negative thought patterns. And when I became very aware and alert to what I was thinking and how often I was thinking, it was mind-blowing. And it became very pessimistic for me to go, wow, all I think about is negativity. And it took a lot after that to kind of go, whoa, like, no, I don't want this anymore. I don't need to be so negative. It's not serving me. I need to learn something new. And that's what you do. You start to learn the new thought patterning, one thought at a time. And that is usually when you hear the negative, you go, I hear you. Thank you for the reminder, but not today, not now. I choose to flip it. And then you flip it into the positive. So if you're like, oh, I'm so tired and lazy today. Thank you. I hear that, but not today. Today, I am full of energy. I am full of life and I am full of vigor. Let's get some stuff done and have a more productive day. So this is the thought patterning changing philosophy that Louise wrote in this book called Heal Your Body. And it became this loved little book that she would pass around when she would go and minister. So with that being said, there was more that happened in her life. And I'm going to get into that in great detail after the next break. But I wanted to just give you a little snippet of what it is. And those of you who are familiar with Louise will know what I'm going to talk about next. And that is, in 1984, she released her book, You Can Heal Your Life. And like I mentioned earlier, it hit New York bestseller for 13 weeks. And that book has been written in 33 different languages. Sorry, 25 different languages and 33 different countries it's been distributed in. And it has sold over 50 million copies. One book, 50 million copies. It's wild. So I can't wait to talk about that when we come back. So I am Tanya Butson. I am so grateful that you're here with me. You're listening to The Ohm Show. When we come back, I'm going to explain more about Louise and how she made an impact big time in the world. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You're driven, and it totally shows. Your career is taking off, you're killing it in the mom game, but did your health needs make it on the plate this week? Tune in to Boss Up Babes, where Carissa Adkins helps babes show up, boss up, and thrive every second and fourth Tuesday at 12:30 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Become the boss babe you were meant to be. To sign up for one of Carissa's group coaching programs, visit 365dailyhustle.com.
Tune in to The Unlimited Mindset, how to have more success, time, freedom, and peace of mind every first and third Monday at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Your host, Camilla Kahlberg, helps you create a great life in an easier way. Learn the why, what, and how of conscious awareness. Shift what no longer serves you. Camilla knows firsthand what results you can achieve when you commit yourself. To learn more, visit Kahlberg Coaching.
Imagine what it would be like to turn your pain into purpose. Tune in to Transformation with Martinet every second and fourth Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Martinet and her guests are here shining their lights today through empowering stories of hardship and transformation. Begin to see your life in a new light. Visit MartinetEmmons.com and tune in every second and fourth Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific to Transformation with Martinet.
What does it feel like to be tangled up in knots? Find out how to get untangled on the hit show Untangled and Free with Joan on TransformationTalkRadio.com. We all have knots and tangles. Knots in your finances, your relationships, your beliefs. Which one do you want to pick up today and untangle? As Joan guides you on a pathway of freedom to live an untangled life of peace, love, joy, abundance, and more. Visit MindfulnessWithJoan.com and get untangled today.
Are you living life in full expression? Join me, Beth Wolf, on Life in Full Expression each Monday at noon Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. To learn how to explore, elevate, expand, and live your best life, discover the seven dimensions of life blueprint of expression. Get ready to fully express, develop your limitless capacity, and experience amazement to become an igniter and inspire. Visit BethWolf.com to discover the dynamic coaching of life in full.
Hello, we're back on the OM Show with Tanya Batson, and I have been talking about the life story of Louise Hay and how her tragedies led her to become one of the most influential healers in the world. Now we are going to talk about how Louise's cancer diagnosis led her to change her life. That was the first thing. The tragedy created her to change and inspire millions with her book, You Can Heal Your Life. So as I was discussing before the break, in 1984, after she had cured herself of cancer, Louise wrote the book, You Can Heal Your Life. And that went bonkers with New York Times when she first released it. And what ended up happening, she was becoming busier with clients, with her counseling. And from that was during the time when AIDS was becoming very well known in the gay community, especially in New York City. And what inspired Louise was six gay men who had been ostracized from their family, and they came to her for counseling. And her methodology and philosophy and her tools on how to change the life of these men and others, of course, but specifically these men, was instrumental in her phenomenon of rising in fame and ending up being able to spread her light across the world and help so many people, including myself. So these six men went to her for counseling and were blown out of the water with the information that she had given to them. And they used the tools. So this is a little different than regular counseling. You go home with homework. You go home with what we call heal work. And you do it every day. And you keep doing it every day. And you've got the cheerleader, me, yes, and other Heal Your Life coaches coaching you on, holding you there for support, and making sure if you fall off course, you're getting back on the horse and you're trotting along forward. You're not going to go back. So this is what she did with these men. And these men had very big positive changes in their life. They were ostracized, as I said, from family. They felt very unloved, very unwanted by the world. People were afraid of them. So what ended up happening is she started what was called the hay rides. Now, this started very small in the church, where these six men spread the word about how impactful her counseling sessions were. So other gay men would join in these sessions weekly. And it ended up going from the church basement to an auditorium where she would coach and counsel people in the AIDS community with these simple tools. This is what I love about Louise's work. It's so simple. It's so easy. All you have to do is stay committed to yourself. And with any kind of change, you need commitment. You need some discipline. So she started these hay rides and it just grew. It just grew. The word got out, you know, when there's something really good, people start talking about it. Well, that's what happened to her. And during that time, in around the 1985 time, she also started her own foundation called the Hay Foundation. And this foundation would help organizations that were helping people who had AIDS or domestic violence and other important crisis organizations that would help people in crisis. She would, with her Hay Foundation, help those organizations help people. And to this day, the Hay Foundation is strong and it receives donations to do the same thing. So her legacy of giving is still going strong, which is beautiful. Now, with that group of people, that word got out about her book, You Can Heal Your Life. And this is what it looks like. And this is the special gift copy. There's other copies of it. There's so many copies of it. But this book, if you're in the healing world, this is kind of like your little go-to book, because anytime you open it up and flip it to a page, you learn something new. You learn something that you didn't see the first time, or you weren't ready to hear the first time, and it helps you to heal. So if you do anything for yourself, pick up this book. This book eventually got onto the Oprah Winfrey Show in 1990. And of course, she just skyrocketed. She in fame, and everybody wanted to have Louise as their healer, as their heal your life coach. And Louise couldn't help everybody all at once. So then she created a format where she would do weekends where people would come to a heal your life intensive weekend and do a very intense healing over the 2 days. And I offer those courses in person. I usually do them in the fall and in the spring, and they are transformative. They are amazing what they bring out. And I did the course myself, and then I took the coaching training, and the rest is history. Now, when I was a kid, and I have not remembered why or how Louise's book came into my life. And I don't know how old I was. Maybe I was a teen. I can't remember. But Louise just kind of swept in my life really quick for just a split second. And something really resonated with me about her. But at that time, I wasn't ready. I wasn't ready to delve deep into her work until I was in my late 40s and I took the course. And then, like, I went from like a little smidgen of knowing about her, and then I delved deep, deep into the heart center, and opened that up for healing. And it was transformational to my life. So this is why I'm so passionate about Louise's work. It's simple, it's easy, and it works. It works. It has worked for millions and millions of people across the world. So I definitely suggest you pick up this book because it will change your life, even if you read it. Read it through once just to enjoy it, just to see what it's all about, and then read it again and do the steps that she's got laid out in there. And then do yourself a favor and reach out to me and help me help you. Hire me to be your coach and we will see your life transform. Just go to my website, organicallymeta.com, and check out the testimonials. There's plenty of them. This stuff works. Louise was a genius. She helps people with their trauma and to come into this great, wonderful life that is meant to be for them, that everybody deserves. So I want to read the very first page in her book to you. Please just close your eyes gently and just listen to the words. This is one of her affirmations that she suggests people read daily. In the infinity of life where I am, all is perfect, whole, and complete, and yet life is ever-changing. There is no beginning and no end, only a constant cycling and recycling of substance and experiences. Life is never stuck or static or stale, for each moment is ever new and fresh. I am one with the very power that created me, and this power has given me the power to create my own circumstances. I rejoice in the knowledge that I have the power of my own mind to use in any way I choose. Every moment of life is a new beginning point as we move from the old. This moment is a new point of beginning for me right here and right now. All is well in my world. Take another deep breath. Take all that in and know that at any moment you can make a new turning point and start a new beginning for your life on a new positive, love-filled, wonderful pathway that you've never experienced before. Louise was always known for her phrase, the totality of possibilities. I can just hear her say that right now. The totality of possibilities. And that means it's infinite. Whatever you desire, whatever you want can be yours. It's infinite. There is no limit. You are limitless. And when you figure that out, when you can accept that and receive that and own that and claim it, wow, does life ever change? So this, again, is why I have chosen to not only live by her philosophy, but also teach it. And it has changed my life significantly. So you can read more about my journey and Heal Your Life coaching at my website, organicallymeta.ca. And feel free to send an email at organicallymeta@outlook.com or DM me on Facebook or Instagram. I always love connecting with people from all over the world. I get messages quite frequently, and I think it's awesome how we connect through social media. to help heal the world and change negative thinking into positive living. So we're going to take a break, another little quick break, and when we return, I will share with you how and why I became a Heal Your Life coach. Stay with us.
What does it feel like to be tangled up in knots? Find out how to get untangled on the hit show Untangled and Free with Joan on TransformationTalkRadio.com. We all have knots and tangles, knots in your finances, your relationships, your beliefs. Which one do you want to pick up today and untangle? As Joan guides you on a pathway of freedom to live an untangled life of peace, love, joy, abundance, and more, visit MindfulnessWithJoan.com and get untangled today.
Are you ready to get big and live your life out loud? Tune in to Get Big Out Loud Radio, exploring life through the lens of curiosity and compassion. With me, Carrie Knudsen, joining Dr. Pat live every second Monday at 10 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I will offer ideas to transform what you are thinking into conscious action. If you want to get big and live your life out loud, visit me at KnudsenSpeaks.com.
Do you feel stuck in a system that seems broken? Are you longing to have meaning in your life? Tune in to Banking on Burlesque, the propelling point of change with me, Lana Montrese, every fourth Wednesday at 4 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Navigate into a world of sparkle, wonder, and a lifetime of magical change as you discover a way to heal that you never thought possible. For more information, visit LanaMontrese.com. That's LanaMontrese.com. Do you feel stuck in a system that seems broken? Are you longing to have meaning in your life? Tune in to Banking on Burlesque, the propelling point of change with me, Lana Montrese, every fourth Wednesday at 4 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Navigate into a world of sparkle, wonder, and a lifetime of magical change as you discover a way to heal that you never thought possible. For more information, visit LanaMontrese.com. That's LanaMontrese.com.
Welcome back. Thanks for being with me for the last 45 minutes. It's been great having you with me. As you can see, Louise Hay was a huge inspiration internationally and personally as well. I was so moved by her work that I invested time and my money into her coaching program and haven't looked back since. It has changed my life. In incredible ways. It has made me believe and experience miracles. It has taken me from a place of lack to thriving. It has taken me from a place of misery and unhappiness to a place of living with gratitude and happiness. And it also took me from a place of lovelessness to great deep love. And you can have all this too. And I am currently, as Louise said, we are always learning. We are always growing. And until the day that she passed, she was learning. She was saying affirmations. She did the work. She did the work. And that is the biggest thing. And I do that. I stay accountable to my clients, to my following, because I walk my talk. If I preach it, I'm going to do it. So I am currently in, I've worked so hard on certain things, and thankfully I have healed so many things, but the one thing that keeps coming back to me is health and wellness of my body. And that is what I'm currently working on. So if you want to go to Facebook or Instagram and follow that journey, I lay it out there, my good days, my bad days. I am very authentic and transparent with my stories. And life is not rainbows. It is not always unicorns, but it can be. You can have moments of that. So go ahead and follow my story, because I tried to make it real and go, look, this stuff works, because my life is very imperfect, but I'm doing the work, I'm walking my talk, and I'm getting results, and you can too. So with Heal Your Life Coaching, the first session is 30 minutes and it's complimentary. It's free. It's free. It is a questionnaire that I go through that Louise used in her counseling sessions, and we go through it and you just answer the questions, and then we go over, okay, where do you need to start? What are we looking at for the starting point? And what happens is, it is often not where you think you want to start or need to start. And we put it into a process of starting from point A, and how are we going to get to B? And we take it really slow, and you just have to be yourself. And what is great about the free 30-minute session is we also see if we vibe together, because you know what? If we don't vibe together, it's not going to work. You have to be very comfortable with your coach or your counselor or your therapist. If you don't have that connection with them, it is going to be a big journey upward for you. And this should be something that is as easy and loving as possible. And remember, with Louise, her theory is, when you learn to love yourself, your life changes for the positive in big ways. So it's all about learning to love yourself. So if you're with somebody you're not really jiving with, then that's going to take a little bit longer to achieve. So that's what that 30-minute session is for, to do the questionnaire, see where you're going to start, and see if you connect with me. And when you connect with me, then we schedule 60-minute sessions. And ideally, those are weekly. The biggest gap I recommend is 2 weeks, because there's got to be consistency. There's got to be accountability. And this is a commitment to yourself. And this is a commitment that will change your life if you stick to it. And that's the trick. Staying the course. There are so many, unfortunately, that self-sabotage their results. And it's so important to not go with that urge. And why do people do that? Why do things are going good? Because two things. One, we're either going to start talking about a topic they don't want to talk about, or they see the results that they're getting and they go, I'm not worth that. And then that tells me we got more work to do. We got to go and start that self-love, and let's get that. We got to impact that in. We've got to ground that into their existence, so that they know that they are worthy of the good that is coming to them. So it is a process. It is individual. It is customized. There is, other than the tools that she provided, there is no one system works for all. Not with my coaching. Never. It is individualized. And we go at the pace that you want to go. So if you want to learn more about the coaching at all, reach out to me anytime. You can reach out through the website organicallymeta.ca. You can email me organicallymeta@outlook.com, or you can go to Facebook Organically Meta or Instagram Organically Meta, and you can reach out there and we can have a chat about whether or not this might be right for you. So it is really wonderful watching my clients start. I don't really want to record sessions, but I really wish I recorded everybody's first 30-minute session, because the transformation that people go through is incredible. They go from these hunched over, gray colored pallor in their skin, with no excitement, to feeling vibrant and alive and excited and happy, and they're loving themselves. So again, reach out to me anytime. And to start the journey of remembering who you are. And that's really what we're doing. We are peeling those layers. And then we come back sometimes to keep peeling because we missed a piece. But we're really remembering who we are, which is we're remembering our soul. Who is our soul? So when we're getting into that space of working with something so delicate as your soul, we take that with great care and with great love and trust. And I always like to leave you with three words that will change your life. And that is, I love myself. I want to thank you for tuning in for the last hour with me on the OM Show. It's been my honor and privilege to enlighten you with just a little morsel of information about Louise Hay and her positive impact on humanity. Keeping her work alive is so gratifying, and it's very important to me. So thank you. Thank you so much for tuning in and learning more about her and how she changed the world one person at a time. Please join me every Tuesday at 9 a.m. Pacific time and 12 p.m. Eastern time. Next week on the OM Show, I will be talking about the basics of Reiki. Make it a great week, and I'll see you back here next time. Thank you so much.
You have been listening to the OM Show with Tanya Butson on Transformation Talk Radio. Tune in every Tuesday at 9 a.m. Pacific, where Tanya encourages you to experience yourself through love. This new energy allows you to become brave, to take the first step towards healing and thriving. Shift from longing to creating to discover that there is something better. You will never, ever have to settle for being in a state of perpetual darkness again. For more information, visit organicallymeta.ca. Again, organicallymeta.ca.
The views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.